We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Always Ready to Give an Answer, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. But set Christ apart as Lord in your hearts, and always be ready to give an answer to anyone who asks about the hope you possess. I have just read from the New English Translation. Sandra, why are you not bothered that he's getting away with what he did? Sophia, because I know he's not getting away with anything. Sandra, but the Supreme Court has ruled in his favor. This case is over, sister. There's nowhere else to go. Sophia, people may escape human judgment, but if they only knew the truth, they would beg to be judged in this world rather than have to face judgment in the age to come. You can escape man's court, but no one can escape God's judgment. Sophia's calmness puzzled Sandra. She had never seen someone so unshaken by what seemed like an injustice. As they spoke, Sandra realized that Sophia's confidence came from something deeper, something eternal. Sophia continued, "You see, everyone born into this world will never truly cease to exist. We are spiritual beings who will still be very much alive and conscious in the next millions of years. Do you know why people fear death? It's because deep down, they know that what comes after death is uncertain. One of the most powerful things Jesus' salvation gives us is freedom from that fear. See Hebrews 2:15. It didn't take Sandra long to realize Sophia understood something she didn't. Sophia had a hope that transcended time, a joyful expectation beyond the brokenness of this world. And because she set Christ apart as Lord in her heart, she was ready to share that hope when asked. This world is running low on hope. When people notice that you have unshakable hope in the face of injustice, uncertainty, or pain, they will ask questions. When they do, your answer can open the door for salvation in their lives. Go into today remembering that you are Christ's ambassador. Being ready to give an answer for the hope within you requires that you apply your heart to knowledge and depend on the Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth. Prayer. Lord, help me to always have the right words when asked about my hope in you. Make me a wise and loving soul winner, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Luke chapter 17 to 18. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.